In this video, we are going to talk about ministry coaching without becoming counseling. This distinction is very important. A revitalized church may want to help people with marriage struggles, grief, anger, parenting, addiction recovery, leadership decisions, loneliness, or life direction. That desire is good. The church should care about whole people as embodied souls created in the image of God. But care must be wise. Ministry coaching is not the same as licensed counseling. A ministry coach does not diagnose mental illness. A ministry coach does not treat trauma clinically. A ministry coach does not offer legal, medical, or financial advice. A ministry coach does not take over someone's life or create emotional dependency. So what does a ministry coach do? A ministry coach listens carefully. A ministry coach asks good questions. A ministry coach helps a person clarify goals, name obstacles, build habits, pray, reflect on scripture, and take faithful next steps. A ministry coach encourages responsibility before God and supports growth in Christian character. For example, someone may say, "I feel stuck in my life." A ministry coach might ask, "Where do you sense God inviting you to grow? What habit would help you take one faithful step this week? Who else should be part of your support system?" That is coaching. But if someone reveals abuse, suicidal thoughts, serious addiction, dangerous behavior, severe trauma symptoms, or legal danger, the coach must not pretend to be the answer. The wise response is referral, pastoral oversight, and appropriate reporting where required. A common mistake is to think referral means failure. It does not. Referral is often an act of love. Legacy Church revitalization needs relational care ministries, but those ministries must be trustworthy. Boundaries protect the person being served. Boundaries also protect the coach, the church, and the witness of Christ. Christian Leaders Institute training can help leaders understand these distinctions. A church can build a coaching ministry that is warm, biblical, practical, and humble. Ministry coaching says we will walk with you. Healthy boundaries add, and we will not pretend to be what we are not. That combination builds trust, and trust is essential for church renewal.